We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah, and we had learned last week, we're in the third chapter of the 14th Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva had taught us, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, how precious, how liked is man, that God created him in the form. Chima Yeterano Dat Lo Shenivra B'Tzelem, he was given an extraordinary love, as the verse says, Ki v'tzelem Elokim asa ata Adam. Then Rabbi Akiva went on to say, Chavivin Yisrael shenikru banim lamakom. Israel is cherished, as they are called the sons of the omnipresent. Chiba yetera nodat lahem shenikru banim lamakom. They were shown an extraordinary love, that they were called sons to the omnipresent, as the verse says, Banim atem l'shem elokechem. And what we're up to is the continuation, Chavivin Yisrael, how cherished are Israel, Shenitan Laim Kli Chemda Shebo Nivra Olam, they were granted that cherished vessel which was used to create the world, Chiba Yetera Nodat Laim, they were shown an extraordinary love, Shenitan Laim Kli Chemda Shebo Nivra Olam, that they were given that cherished vessel that the world was created with, Shenemah, as the verse says, I've given you such a great teaching, don't leave my Torah, Hashem says. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, V'di'at ele advarim em neto'elet gdola ledveikut. Knowing these things is very beneficial to connecting to our Creator. Achar shenitgala lanu, ki ha'anam chaviv lefanav mikol abriot, after we were taught that man is the most cherished of all creation, ki v'tzelem nivra, man was created in Hashem's form, v'Yisrael yod'im, ki hem chavivim mikol sha'ar ha'umot, and Israel know that they are more cherished than the nations, ki nikru banim lamakom, we were called Hashem's sons, u'bacharbanu mikol ha'amim v'natananu et torato, Hashem chose us and gave us His Torah, shemesivata nivra kol ha'olam kulo. Now, the Torah is the reason behind the whole world, as we discussed last night. Torah is a connection between God and humanity. Hashem says, I created the world for that covenant, for that connection. Al kol panim yodim anachnu ki karov elenu Hashem yitbarach v'yitana. We know now that Hashem is close to us. Lo yachshov ha'adam af ki yaseh yashar b'enei Hashem v'lo yachta ashu karov elam. V'ata yodea ki asagat ha'enosh mu'etet v'einenu shalem shiuchal asig tadveikut. Now, a person, we have this tendency. I say, inherit the wind. Who was it? Douglas? No, I'm saying the lawyer was Douglas. No? Clarence Darrell. Okay. Darrell says, God created man in his form. Did man create God in his form? We have a tendency to confuse things. If Hashem says He's close to us, so we think that means we're close to Him. Those are two different things. Hashem might be close to us. The question is, are we close to Him? I remember my father once said to me, I was a teenager, and I just encountered the concept, Kol ha'gadol mechavero, Yitzro gadol emenu. The greater a person is, the greater his yetzer hara, the greater his desire. So my father said to me, but just because you have a big yetzer hara doesn't make you a big person. And that's such a beautiful line, because everyone thinks their yetzer hara is big. We think that if I do the mitzvos, boy, am I close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we don't begin to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're so distant. And we're so imperfect. It's not that we're bad. We're doing a good job. But we shouldn't get confused. Sometimes people can get carried away and think that Hashem says He's close to me, so that means I'm also close to Him. Hold your horses. The Mishnah says, I remember that the rabbi is, his Torah is like a burning coal. Why does the Mishnah have to say that? Because he's going to come close to you. He's going to treat you like equals. It's phenomenal to me. Those of you who merited to see big Jews, I'm talking about really, really big people, you've seen that they, when they talk to someone, they don't talk like there's any difference. I remember Rav Pam Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, wore a simple sweater, and you talked to him, you felt like you were talking to your friend. And I can tell you stories, the giants, Rav Avram Shapiro, the chief rabbi of Israel, I don't think I had a conversation with him where he wouldn't crack a joke. I don't think so. Same thing with Rabbi David Feinstein. I don't remember almost every conversation I had with him. He would throw in a joke, something to put me at ease as we were talking. We talk halacha, we talk learning. But within the conversation, there was a story, there was a joke. Some of my best stories I heard from him. Because a big person puts himself close to you. But the Mishnah warns us that we sometimes think because he's close to us, so we're close to him. It's two different things. He's going to talk to me like we're equals. Rav Moshe Feinstein called someone's house one day, and one of the kids answered. He said, "Who is it?" So he said, "Moshe Feinstein." So the kid answers, "Right, and I'm the president of the United States," and hung up. But Rabbi Feinstein, when he'd call, he'd say, "Moshe Feinstein." He didn't say Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. My wife's uncle learned in his yeshiva. His name is Moshe Rubin. So Rabbi Feinstein was climbing the steps, and Moshe Rubin was climbing the steps behind him. One of the guys yelled up the steps, "Moshe!" So Rabbi Feinstein turns around and goes, "Yeah." He thought he was the Moshe, right? Because he put himself close to the guys. That doesn't mean a guy should now go and call him Moshe, right? So back to the Mishnah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, a person can think, I'm doing a good job. I'm close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, don't get confused. He's close to you. That doesn't mean you're close to him. Our perception of Hashem is so minuscule, and we are distant from being whole. That doesn't mean Hashem's upset at us. We're good Jews. But that doesn't mean we're close to reaching a wholeness that I could say I'm close to him. Ve'inenu shalem sheyuchal la'asig et ha'dveikut. The person can't say, I'm whole enough, I connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not really. On the other hand, a person shouldn't feel like I'm so distant from him. I remember when we first moved to Kochav Yaakov, so it had been years since I'd been on a camping trip. I don't remember when I'd been on a camping trip. And in Kochav Yaakov, you're far enough away from the city that you start seeing stars at night. Here in Yerushalayim, you see a little bit of stars. The further you leave, the more you see stars. I remember the first few nights being in Kochav Yaakov and noticing, wow, I haven't seen so many stars in years. And when you start looking at the stars, you start feeling really small. You look up there and you see there's a whole world. And today we understand how big all these stars are and how far they are. And you're walking to Meirav and you look at the sky and you see an expansive universe. And now I'm supposed to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam and what I say matters. Yeah, there are billions of people, and there are who knows how many galaxies, but what I say matters. So that's the flip side. The flip side is a person shouldn't think, I'm so far, what do I matter? I'm a speck of dust, I'm a speck in history. So on the one end, I'm not connected. On the other end, it's not that I don't matter. There's that balance. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right, agreed. For sure, enjoy.
Thank you.
Chiba yetera nodat lo imizera yudimu. If he is a Jew, so then Hashem has granted him an extraordinary love. He's given him the Torah. Ve'en lo liot ve'enav lo rasha bifnei atzmo. A person should not be wicked in his own eyes. Ve'lo tzadik bifnei atzmo. Nor should a person think, oh, I'm a tzadik. That's the balancing act. I shouldn't think I'm a rasha. And that's our generation's hardship. We have demands of ourselves that are not real. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't expect that of us. But on the other hand, I shouldn't think I'm such a tzaddik. I still got a ways to go. Vizot tiye Torah Adam. And this is the rule of life, the instruction for man. Lo litrachek velo litkarev v'akol lefi rov ha'maaseh. A person shouldn't feel like he's too far. A person shouldn't feel like he's too close. But a person should know that it doesn't matter what you do. That's the pivotal thing. Sometimes you look at the world and you say, what difference does it make what I can do? Can I resolve world hunger? Can I change the injustices in Syria? But I don't have to. I have to move the world forward in the realm that I can. I cannot give up, but I cannot feel like I it's my responsibility to do it all. I can't. That's the balancing act. But I've been given a Torah. And that, Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's the balance the mission is teaching me. I'm not perfect. I can't connect to God. But I'm not nothing. I'm somewhere in the middle, and I got to be a work in progress.
You do so about hunger in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Yafeh. Ki la dvekut agadol ech yasigenu venish va'aretz asher yaseh tov lo echta. Can a person really attain that great connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam? How could you attain that? On the other hand, you have to remember when you do something wrong, there's no one who's perfect. Shlomo HaMelech said, Ein ish ma'aretz. There's no man on the planet asher yaseh tov, that only does good velo yechta, and doesn't make mistakes. No one. Doesn't exist. Everyone makes mistakes. The whole discussion in Talmud, when we discuss whether Benjamin deserved to die, whether Yishai, David's father, there's an opinion in Talmud that says there were those who metu, they died be'et yoshen nachash, just because of what the serpent did that caused there to be death in the world. Well, that's not a discussion about whether they made mistakes. That's a discussion of whether they ever did enough transgressions to deserve to die. But no one encounters the thought that Binyamin was perfect. No, that's not the discussion in Talmud. The discussion is, can you say there exists a person who doesn't deserve to die because of their actions? But that no one's saying they were perfect. Those are two different questions. So there's no one who's perfect. The question in Talmud is, does there exist such a person who is close enough to getting it right that he doesn't really deserve to die? He's only dying because Hashem created death in the world. But no one's perfect, and so this, in our generation, is our great weakness. We have demands of ourselves that knock us off our feet. We get up in the morning and we have a hard time saying, I'm a good person, look at me. I'm really a good person. I'll tell you an interesting experiment I did this year. I don't remember the name of the company. There's an insurance company, one of the biggest in the world, maybe the biggest, where everyone who works there felt like that company developed them. And they went on to succeed, even the people who moved on from that company. And the founder of the company instituted the following practice. In the morning at 9 o'clock, everyone has to gather in the auditorium before they go to work. And before they go to work, they all gather and they have a 1 minute yelling contest where everyone has to yell together the following words, three words. Do it now. Do it now. They stand there for 1 minute. Everyone has to say this and then they go to work. And you don't start your work, Dave. You got to be there at 9 o'clock. You punch in the clock, do it now. Now, this saying it for the first minute before they all go to work instills within the workers a work ethic that they quote this Bracey in his book on time management. Brian Tracy quotes this in his book on time management. He says that they found that when you start your day saying do it now, so then people start feeling like, yeah, I got to do it now. One of the reasons people don't don't get things done is because they procrastinate, they push it off. No, do it now. So it struck me, this idea, that just saying it in the morning affected their whole day, if they said it every morning, and that was enough to make people, that was like a key element that people felt changed their lives working in that company. So a guy came to me, and he was having a really tough time in his marriage. And his wife kept putting him down, and he felt like 2 cents. So I gave him the following challenge. I said, I want you to try something. After davening every morning, I want you to take 1 minute before you roll up your film, before you move on to your day, I want you to say for 1 minute over and over again so that only you could hear it, but you have to hear yourself say it. I am good, Hashem loves me. I am good, Hashem loves me. Try it for 1 minute. The guy came back after 10 days. I thought we'd try it for a month. He came back after 10 days. He said, it's unbelievable what it did for me. It's unbelievable. I just stood there after davening with my tefillin on for 1 minute. I finished. He said to me, he cheated. He said, I finished my Shmoneh Esrei long before the chazan. I did it then. I didn't wait till then davening. Fine. He said, but I said just saying it over and over to himself made him feel different. I am good. Hashem loves me. And to my mind, the key part is the first part. I am good. His wife made him feel like he's 2 cents. He's not worth anything. So he kept repeating, and that gave him the strength to continue in the marriage. It's not that now, okay, I don't need her. What does she know? She's telling me I'm not good. I know I am good. No. It gave him the counterweight, and now he had the fortification to come home from shul, deal, and move on with a smile, and continue after that bump in the road. So our generation has this tremendous weakness, that we have a hard time seeing that we are good. We're very convinced that we're very problematic, and we're very frustrated with ourselves. Rabbeinu Yonah says, the concept that Hashem gave us, the Torah, reminds us, Hashem says, I'm connecting to you. Look at how much I love you. I'm letting you know that I love you, because I've given you a piece of work, a material, a Torah, that's going to connect us. So you're not connected to me. Don't get confused. Like we said, the Mishnah says, when you're learning by someone great, so it's like a coal, it's like a burning coal. Just because they're going to be talk to you like equals doesn't mean that you should now put your arm on their shoulder. Hey, I've seen people do that. I remember in Merkaz Arav, there was an old man, and he walked up to the Rosh Yeshiva to tell him a dirty joke. And it blew my mind. Rav Avram Shapiro, the you're talking to the chief rabbi of Israel, a man in his 90s, and this guy in his 70s thinks that he can walk over and tell the rabbi a dirty joke. So the rabbi was very smart. He wished him good Shabbos and kept walking. He made believe like he didn't hear the guy who was talking to him. It's like interesting to see how he he walked right by. But because he spoke to people like equals, so people sometimes felt they were equals. Okay, that's the same thing. The Ribbono Shel Olam treats us. He's close to us. And we shouldn't confuse that. But on the other hand, we should remember there's a connection. We're still connected. As Jeremiah taught. By the way, this is a point that people sometimes get confused on in parenting also. Should be very close to your kids, but you're not their friend. They shouldn't call you by your first name. They shouldn't think we're equals. You love them. You care for them. You're going to do whatever you can for them. But we're not equals. It's horrible for the kid. If you're his friend, then who's his father? People think I can be his best friend. No, you can't. You have to do things that no one else does. I told you last week, right? Sometimes my father tells me he's really not happy about something I wrote in the newsletter. I write a newsletter for the congregation, and my father sometimes give me over the head and say, you shouldn't have written that. You had no business writing that, or you should have worded that differently. And then my father tells me, I don't know if anyone else will tell you, so I have to tell you. And that's true. That's true. You need that, it's very important. So I'm saying you guys are all Bezrat Shem, you have kids, you'll have kids. Yeah, this same concept applies in that relationship too. Yeah. Jeremiah taught, Vayadiro mimenu umishelo mikirbo yetze, v'ikavti v'nigas elai. K'shani makrivo nigash elai, avli men ani makrivo miuz asher arevet libo lageshet elai. V'arevu milshon avut. Jeremiah says, I am awesome, he says, in the name of God. But I'm going to bring him close to me. Because if I don't bring him close, he can't come close. But Hashem says, I do bring you close. That's this concept. And that, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is what it means that Hashem showed us this great love by giving us this great vessel of the Torah. And this, what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, I'm explaining in light of the Ran we learned, that the sheer idea that Hashem tells you what He wants you to do, the Drash HaSaran said that in itself is something that we don't understand. Why would the Ribbono Shel Olam care if I do a mitzvah or not? The only reason I can connect to the concept is because Hashem Himself said it in the second of the Ten Commandments. Rabbeinu Yonah explained that's why Hashem had to personally say the first two commandments. The second commandment is you should know He cares. He's telling you and He cares because logic would dictate why would He care? This is, He's so much above us. But the fact that He cares also means He connects to us. So He connects to us, so that's what the Mishnah says. He's shown us this great love of giving us the Torah, so now we live a different life on the planet. If you live on the planet, He's awesome. And what does it have to do with me?
It should be. It doesn't seem to work that way. It's obvious because even those who did get the Torah, right? Abraham loved Ishmael, Yaakov, saw something lovable in Esau. And we say, yeah, that's true. So all the more so that we were given this treasure. But I think it's not that people don't feel love, so they don't feel worthy of love. They don't feel good. Our part. Because you were given this great gift, you have this responsibility, and then if you don't feel worthy, you get stuck for that thing.
That's the next stage. That's true. That's yeah.